brings next level in Billy Ward, the weight 14 rationality from 7, 10 and 2 in the last, Paul.
Yeah, I've gone 7, 14, 3 and 13 in the last. I'm all over the special two here. She won her last two starts. I know there have been a long time between runs, but as Ray said, it was brilliant first up win. Can't beat the form line. Pearls ran second, Kind Heart third. You go back a bit further and I think you've had about six winners out of the race. She's freshened into this. Her trial at Randwick the other day was super. She just ambled home in behind them. She just needs luck at the right time and she wins. Number 14, Rationality, a definite danger. The three, Sandio, honest, on pace, right stable, will go well. And I thought number 13, Magnajoy, the best ruffie in the race here. Just comes in with underrated form and she's got a lovely barrier today. 7, 14, 3 and 13 for me in the last.
All right, Darren Flindell likes the 7 as well, the special 2 to beat 15, 4 and 3. 7, 15, 4 and 3. So they're the 7 races. Ray, which way were you going as a good thing?
Yeah, big day for James Cummings, I think, Andrew, and my best is one of his runners, race 3, number 5, Most Exalted.
Race 3, number 5, and James will be chatting with Sean Cosgrove between 10.30 and 11. He'll be also having a chat with Gary Portelli, Jason Collett, and maybe one or two others. So that's on between 10.30 and 11 this morning. The best, race 3, number 5 for Ray. Thanks, mate. We'll hear from you tomorrow on Tab Talk.
Thanks, boys.
What about you, Paul?
Yeah, going for a big day for James Cummings between myself and Ray. Race 4, number 2, Colour of Money, the best each way of the day. I notice Glenn's trimmed it from 14s into 12 since we've been on air.
Oh, come on, Munns. Give me a chance to get off air.
$761 the win and $430 the place.
All right.
And then, look, in the last, I do think the special 2 will win, race 7, number 7. We're getting $4.80, and all we need is a touch of luck. I think that's good value. So they're the two today. Race 4, number 2, race 7 at number 7.
Good on you, Paul. We'll chat to you during the week with our Sydney podcast for Randwick and, of course, on Tab Talk on Saturday morning as well. Thanks for your time, mate.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot.
Paul Joyce, we've done all right there, Glenn. The boys and yours truly have tightened right up on what I gave you on the first segment. The first at Canterbury at 1.45. I want to say there's lots of news around that I'm about to walk out and tweet through the day. So if you're not on Twitter, make sure you do it over the next couple of hours. It's not hard, is it, Glenn? You're on it.
Oh, yes, Andrew. I'm very proficient at it.
And you can go to twitter.com and then go to at Andrew Bensley. There'll be a stack of news going up. But as it stands right now, this has even developed more while I've been on air, that Volkstock and Barrel, they are now pressing to the Melbourne, to the Caulfield Cup. Volkstock and Barrel to the Caulfield Cup. Lucia Valentina will gallop next Tuesday and they'll make a final decision, but the owners are very keen to run, is what I'm hearing. If those two run, Glenn, Complacent doesn't get in. Neither does Quest for More, neither does Beaten Up, and Magic Hurricane, it's got more hope of, oh, I don't know what, it's got no hope of making the Caulfield Cup as the Metrop winner. It's become very tight, and even Complacent, who sits at number 21, it's not going to make it.
Well, the only horse that's guaranteed to start, Andrew, is Magnapal. Because he's qualified.
Exactly. But we know things can happen, but as it stands right now, Complacent, you wouldn't be jumping on. You'd be just holding up to see whether it in fact gets there. Good on you, Munns.
Thank you, Andrew.
Are you sticking around?
Oh, yes, I'll be sticking around for Tab Talk, Andrew,
okay,
with the master of the room, Sean Cosgrove.
David Hayes will be joining the team, and also the NBL season begins tonight. They'll talk basketball. That's next on Sky Sports Radio.
And here's the kickoff. We're underway.
Your Sunday mornings are now sportier than ever. Join Ray Thomas and Jimmy Smith when they bring you radio's best serve of sport and racing on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Right here from 6 a.m. Sundays on Sky Sports Radio. Your sports and racing leader.
It's finally here. The Melbourne Cup Carnival's Day of Days. When racing and social royalty alike gather to witness the pinnacle of thoroughbred racing, Australia's premier staying classic for three-year-olds, the AAMI Victoria Derby, Saturday, October 31. With all black type races, including four elite Group 1s, it's the must-attend race day of the carnival. Book at Ticketek by October 16 and save. Flemington, the playground of racing royalty.
We're here outside the Capital Red Chinese and the word is Jono is in sight. Wait, here he comes. Jono, quick word.
Sure, mate.
First try score at $17, and then you get to shout your mate's Chinese. What an effort.
Oh, speechless. The guys never stopped believing.
Well, putting that bet on with the Tab app, that must have been the turning point.
Oh, yeah, I thought I was going to miss the bet. I went from my pocket, unlocked my mobile, and instinct took over.
Hammered the button there.
I just wanted to make sure.
Tab on your mobile. The quick, easy way to bet.
Tab. More than just winning.
Gamble responsibly.
Every morning at 10, Tab Talk talks racing and sports with special guests and the latest markets on Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamics Indications and Gaywater House have on offer a filly by Sebring. Gay trained him to be a champion two-year-old and now he's a wonderful sire. From Mahita, a Group 3 winner, and she ran second in the Queensland Oaks. Here's Gay.
Wow, what a filly we have now. She's grown, matured, filled out, and she really has taken my eye. You cannot go wrong with her, in my opinion.
Join our dynamic Gaywater House team. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Starter has the button, stalls are back and racing. Fields sent on their way to the roar of the crowd.
Set.
You're off on your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio. It's time for Tab Talk. With the very latest in racing and sport from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
Now it is 6 minutes past 10 with Sean Cosgrove and Glenn Munty, tab.com.au. Morning, Munts, how are you?
Very good, thank you, Sean.
That's good, you well?
Yeah.
Top of the world.
Top of the world. You sure?
Yes, I think so.
I've got to be honest. What I'm seeing from here, I wouldn't say that. You can have about 10 to 1 me.
Mm.
Eh?
No, mate.
You good? You pulled up well after a big promotional day and night and morning?
Yes, yes.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm over here, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
you're looking the wrong way there. Now, we're going to catch up with David Hayes shortly. I tell you what, he and Tom Davenick, since that partnership came together, and I suppose the property would have taken a little while to get everything sorted out, they're flying, aren't they?
They are, and, you know, he's had, you know, horses in Sydney. He's got a Sydney stable, and he's had horses up here for a number of years, but now the property at Euroa. Up and running there, and he's been a very, very good strike rate in the last 12 months. But he doesn't care where he takes his horses, David. He definitely takes his horses to the right places where they can win.
He's doing that more and more, coming over the border and not frightened to travel to the country areas with them either. It's almost like the thing that Peter Moody started, take them where they can win.
Well, Pete's probably famous for shipping them to far away places in Victoria from his base at Caulfield. It's nothing for him to bob up, you know, take a maiden to a Echuca or somewhere like that. Yep. It's a fair hike. And, you know, a lot of trainers like to take their horses to particular sorts of tracks. And the bigger tree, you'll hear a lot of, you know, trainers talk about the fact that I can't wait to get this horse to, say, here in New South Wales and say, I can't wait to get it to Kembla, for example, a nice big track at Kembla or Newcastle, rather than, you know, the tighter and smaller tracks in the bush.
Yeah, well, it's as I said, David Hayes joining us now. And, David, congratulations. The other night, it was Money Valley for you, not Mooney Valley the other night. You had a great time, didn't you?
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Yes, we did, and we had a few that nearly won, so it was a good night.
I just saying to Glenn Munsey, it just seems to have been a bit of a work in progress, but now it's all just coming to fruition. With Tom joining you, Tom Davity, and your property, it seems like the hard work is really paying off.
Yes, it is, and it's good to have Tom on board. He's getting knowledge for all the hard work he's done for 20 years working for the family, so... Yeah, the combination's been terrific.
Now, David, you've got three stables, haven't you? You've got the property, you've got your base at Flemington, and you keep stables in Sydney.
Yeah, we've got really two. One headquarters, which is Lindsay Park Euroa. We've got a pretty active Flemington base, which can stable 40 horses, which rotates all our runners through there that are running in the city. And Sydney is an 8-horse stable, small, that we use mainly in carnival time.
David, we're just saying too, the good thing is with being based at Euroa, you're in a wonderful location if you want to take horses to Melbourne, to Sydney, or even to Adelaide.
Yeah, no, it's very, very good. It's sort of in the middle and makes everything accessible. The problem with the original Lindsay Park in Adelaide made Sydney very hard to do hit-and-run trips with.
Yep.
Where now, if there's wet tracks in Melbourne and dry tracks in Sydney or vice versa, we have the ability, not that I have in the last couple of years, but in the future we'll have the ability to have regular runners in both places.
Now, these days, too, you went through, I suppose, a period there where the top-class gallopers were just hard to find, but you're starting to get a few very, very nice horses now.
Yeah, well, it must be remembered that I spent $20 million on infrastructure.
Yeah.
And I was to get the place finished. Once you start these properties, nothing worse than having an unfinished property. And I wasn't putting all my energies into buying stock. So it's like having a great football club with bad players or not replenishing the stocks. And that was only financial. And now the property's finished, I'm putting my winnings into stock.
So
that's showing on the track.
Would you mind holding about 60 seconds for us? We've got a New Zealand race to broadcast, but we want to ask you about your spring horses coming up.
They're off and getting out strongly, Mr. Barrack and Cherry Bay. Amatrine comes forward with Mio Kiwi and also Shano. Skyscraper to take a spot behind those as Fantasy Jet now moves forward to get up onto the speed. Keepish is back in the field with Mac Dara Speed King. And Odensi in the last as they turn out of the home straight. 1,400 to gallop. Mio Kiwi clearly in the lead by a length and a half. Fantasy Jet across to second. Then Mr. Barrack, Amatrine and Cherry Bay. Skyscraper back on the inside. Caught wide is Shane O. Then Keepish back in the field. Mac Dara, a length and a half. Speed King second last. And Odensian last on the inside and a good dozen lengths off Mio Kiwi, who's flying along in front. Opens the lead margin to 4-5 Fantasy Jet. Then Mr. Barrack, the inside of Amatrine. Skyscraper races on the inside of Cherry Bay. Still caught three wide Shane O. Mac Dara the rail. Keepish the centre, a length back then in the field, second last is Speed King, and Odensian as they gallop by the 800 metres is still back last. Mio Kiwi off the back, over Fantasy Jet in third, still Mr. Barrack the inside of Cherry Bay, and Shano's had no luck. He continues to move forward though. Skyscraper will get out and get onto his tail now. They're followed by Mac Dara Speed King, and further back in the field to keep us, Cherry Bay's dropping out of it, and Odensian the last. Mio Kiwi, Skyscraper up onto the lead quickly. Fantasy Jet and Shano still there, and then Mr. Barrack homeward bound, and Skyscraper, he goes to the lead at the 250. On balancing leads a length over a game. Shano, Mr. Barrack, Amatrine down the outside. Skyscraper, Mr. Barrack coming strongly. Shano, Skyscraper, Mr. Barrack fresh up. He drives to the lead and Mr. Barrack comes away nicely. Mr. Barrack by two lengths on the line. Skyscraper, game third Shano, then Amatrine, Speed King, Cherry Bay got going again, then Mio Kiwi, Mac Dara was back in the field, Keepish was back, as to Odensian, and Fantasy Jet will be the last one to gallop by.
314, number 3, Mr. Barrack, 773.10, 1 Skyscraper, 134, Shano, $2.70, with Sean Cosgrove and Glenn Munsey and David Hayes with us. David, one runner that I'm interested in is the one that you trained for, Her Majesty the Queen, Bold Sniper. You've made a few gear changes with him. You ran a nice race 2 runs back, and then I noticed you put pacifiers on. Is he just taking a little while to adjust to the Australian conditions?
Super keen, so far as I
know. Whoops, you there, David?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just saying one horse interested in is Her Majesty's horse, Bold Sniper. You'd made a few gear changes to him. You ran a lovely race 2 starts ago, but you put pacifiers on. Is he just taking a little while to adjust to the Aussie conditions?
He does, like his run was very good. It was as good as sort of our Ivanhoe, who nearly won on Saturday, but he came out and ran a shocker. I think he found the track far too firm on the weekend, didn't act on it. I really thought he was heading in the right direction out of the naturalism. So hopefully we can get him back on track. We haven't selected where we're going to run him next.
It's interesting you say that about the hard track. How did you find the Moody Valley Friday night? There were a couple of trainers said that horse has put up pretty sore after that.
Yeah, mine pulled up fine. I just feel that the valley was probably a little bit firm than ideal, but I have to say mine pulled up fine. And, cool. And off of Flemington they pulled up fine, but Bold Sniper was the only one that didn't really act on it.
All right, Rising Romance. Now, is Damien Lane booked to ride?
Yes, yeah, he's booked to ride. She had no luck from Barrier 17, but she's trucking along really well since the race. And I think if she draws a barrier in the Caulfield Cup, she'll be in it, right in it.
Now, David, you've got noms for all the other majors going through at Caulfield as well. This coming Saturday, you've got about 5 or 6 in there. Criterion running in the Caulfield Stakes. He just seems to be the perfect horse to travel almost, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's you know, he's had two runs in the last 5 months, I think, or 4 months, so he's had less racing than any of the Australian horses he's facing. He's a fresh horse on the scene, and I expect him to run very well. And, look, if you think of his last run in Australia, he beat the runner-up in the Turnbull by 4.5 lengths easy down. And his last run in England, he was knocked over and had no luck and wasn't too far away. Actually tested him a little bit, the English champion that won the Arc.
The one that beat Treve the other day.
Yeah, he beat Treve. He's the best horse in the world.
Golden Horn.
He's going from the Olympics back to the Nationals, and I think he'll appreciate it.
Yeah, Golden Horn it was. David, did you get to see Order of St. George over there, the Aidan O'Brien runner, at any time?
No.
There's a huge rap on him that goes very well.
Yeah, well, if he's been running in the elite level like Criterion has, he'll enjoy the drop back to national class.
Randwick Saturday, got the Spring Champion Stakes on. Will you have any runners there?
No.
All out there. Now, today you've got a couple in. Tommy Berry on one and Pumper on the other. Razzle Dazzle Rock going around in the fifth today.
Yeah, I think Razzle Dazzle will try and lead on him and he'll be a good long shot. And either world, I just feel he's probably going to be better with one more run, but he's building up to a win very soon.
All right. And is there anything we can keep an eye on through the Spring Carnival? Do you want a little smoky that we won't tell anyone about?
Oh, I don't think it's a smoky, but from Barrier 4, Stay With Me and the Guineas, Miss Finland's daughter. Hopefully can emulate what Mum did.
Gee, she was a terrific effort the day she got up and beat your stable mate Promiscuous.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Just a lip. All right. We wish you all the best, David. Congratulations the way things are going. Absolutely fantastic at the moment. And let's hope it continues through the spring for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks a lot, David. David Hayes joining us there. And Munz, he's having just an unbelievable trot, isn't he?
Yeah, and well, he's always been a top quality trainer for a number of years, Sean. And sometimes they go out of form, but once they get back up and running, and now that the property is where he wants it to be and how he wants it to be running, it's interesting that his horses are running well.
Yeah, they really are, and good horses too. Now the first at Haptic, not far away. Taupo, the winner, three Mr. Barrack, 770, 310, one Skyscraper, 134, Shano, 270, 410 there. Now, this next event coming up at Hattrick Race 1. One Snowball Chance, 280 and 225. Two is Devil Skin at $10. Three Alamein Hero, 24. Four Big Time Ocker, 355. Banshee Boy, 870. Six Corborn Satin, 15. Seven Hughes Yarn is $7. And eight Sammy Baxter, 11.40. The reserves not required. They are about to load up there. At Hattrick.
Big Time Ocker and being beaten four lengths. And she is expected to go pretty well. And is worth following from here on in, regardless of what happens. Snowball Chance, when he won on the 21st of August, his qualifying trial, he clocked 18.31, and it was a good track, so it wasn't a quick time. However, there's been significant money for him. He is locally trained and is by Snicko, sire of Knock A Few Back, who's been going quite nicely early on, and Snicko, a very, very fast dog on the racetrack in his own time. So that's the 4, 5, the 7 and the 1, and the field is so good. You've got a dog like Corborn Satin, who qualified okay for Matt Roberts, and that's a kennel normally that's tight in the markets, out to 13 fixed and 16 on the tote. Now we're good to go here, race 1, the absolutely electrical maiden. And it's a tidy maiden field, this, with quite a bit of potential. Snowball Chance, Alamein Hero, Banshee Boy, Huzen, Devil Skin, Big Time Ocker, Corborn Satin, Sammy Banks, the favourite. Snowball Chance at 320, the tote. Lined and ready, the first on the card, the absolutely electrical, to get us underway here at Wanganui. Set. Racing, Snowball Chance out nicely. Huzen crosses it immediately, though. Sammy Baxter out nicely, and between runners into Big Time Ocker. Alamein Hero squeezes through the inside. Banshee Boys well back. Corborn Satin the same, and Devil Skin. Huzen in front by a couple on Snowball Chance. Further back in the race to Alamein Hero behind them. Banshee Boy in nicely. Huzen on debut beats Snowball Chance and Alamein Hero. Banshee Boy was next to go by, then Corborn Satin. Big Time Ocker got sandwiched at the first bend. Sammy Baxter back with it, and Devil Skin.
Now, 713 numbers over the line at Hattrick. The winner number 7 there, who's in, will pay $6.90 and $2.60. Second will be 1 Snowball Chance, $1.60. And third, number 3, Alamein Hero, it'll return $5.90. So the numbers there, 7, 1 and 3 race one at Tahatrick. 20 past 10, Sky Sports Radio with Sean Cosgrove and Glenn Munsey this morning. And the basketball's getting underway for 2015-16 tonight. And that's something to look forward to. Jeremy Lolicher is the general manager of the NBL Munster, joins us now. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's an exciting time for you getting underway. What have you got that's going to be new and interesting for people this year?
Oh, well, look, the most exciting thing, I think, is the development overnight. Our NBL Live app's just been released. It's got absolutely everything in there. So a big focus of ours this year was making sure that our fans could connect with the game more than they had in the past, and I think the NBL Live app's the perfect way to do it.
What will the what features does the app have?
So it's got a free component and a subscription component. So the free component is all of your stats, team rosters, highlights. So you'll get highlights at the end of the round and the end of games, but also highlights straight after the most exciting part of play happens. So you'll see real-time highlights on there. But then the subscription component will also get you full games streamed in high definition and video on demand replays of games as well. And as a special offer to all of our fans so that they can get a good look and feel for what the app looks like and how well it works, we'll be offering round one free streaming.
Well, and that, you said, is it went live overnight, so if people want to go to the App Store on their mobile phones, is it both Android and iPhone? Or?
It is, Android and the Apple Store. If you search for NBL Live, it should pop up. It's got a fantastic little icon that looks just like our new logo. And I've downloaded it myself this morning, and it works absolutely brilliantly.
Right. Now, apart from that, coverage of the NBL Fox Sports?
Absolutely. Every game live on Fox Sports, which we're very excited about for obvious reasons. And then also Sunday, 3 p.m, you'll be able to watch basketball on free-to-air with the Nine Network also. So our media partners have all come together at just the right time, and we're very grateful for it, and we hope our fans are as well, because basketball's more more accessible than it's ever been in the past, I think. And I think the quality of the competition and the fact that it's so readily consumable stands us in very good stead for a fantastic season.
Right, well, the competition begins tonight at 7:30 when Adelaide takes on New Zealand. We've got Adelaide slight favourites here, $1.80 over New Zealand at $2.
That's an interesting call. I would have guessed Adelaide as the underdogs, but the home ground arena, I guess, tips things slightly in their favour, but New Zealand, reigning champions, they've got some really good talent in there again this year. It's a big call.
Probably one of the most consistent sides over the last four or five seasons, New Zealand.
Look, a win home and away, home or away against New Zealand is a pretty big achievement. They're a really professional outfit. And look, I probably agree with the tote there. I think Adelaide might just get over the line.
Right. Well, looking at the overall winner of the NBL competition this season, the Perth Wildcats are the favourites at 375. A bunch behind them, Melbourne, New Zealand and the Sydney Kings. I think it's a long while since the Kings have been high up on anybody's list of a potential NBL winner.
It is. But they've got some fantastic talent there this year. Marcus Thornton, Josh Childress, Julian Kazoo. Look, Jason Kadee's been fantastic in the preseason as well. That doesn't surprise me at all that people have them in there at around fourth place. I think they could be a potential surprise packet. I reckon Illawarra is also a pretty good long odds chance. They've got some amazing talent returning to their roster this year with Kevin Lish, Kirk Penny and AJ Ogilvie. You don't get three bigger names in the competition than those three all returning to the team all at once. I reckon if their long-range shooting is on target, they're one to watch as well.
Yeah, well, a name change, of course, formerly the Wollongong Hawks, now going with the naming of the Illawarra Hawks.
And that's returning to their traditional and historical name, and I guess is more representative of the broader Illawarra region rather than just the city of Wollongong. I think it's a good thing, and I also think it's a nice nod to their heritage.
Well, we have a stack of markets available on the NBL. We've got top four markets. What side will incur the most losses during the season? The minor premiership, some head-to-head markets, but also an NBL MVP. And you spoke about Josh Childress there in the Sydney Kings. He's the favourite to be the MVP of the season over Cedric Jackson, then Daniel Johnson, Chris Goulding, Stephen Holt, and then a whole stack of other players. But interesting, we're probably latching the chances of the Sydney Kings on the back of Josh Childress.
Oh, look, I think they go deeper than that this year. Marcus Thornton and Julian Kazua are ones to watch as well. Julian returning to the NBL after a stint in Europe. He's a super talent, and I think Josh will be really ably supported there by that Sydney outfit. Look, there's a couple of others to watch out for on the MVP side of things as well. Hakeem Warwick now, having just signed with Melbourne United, old teammate of Josh's from the NBA, certainly one to watch as well, but I think he probably hit the nail on the head with the other folks you have there. But I wouldn't rule out Brian Conklin for the repeat of last year either from Townsville Crocs.
Well, he's a $17 chance, Brian Conklin, and while we got Hakeem Warwick there, a $26 chance.
Yeah, I mean, the North Queensland area's got their tail up over their back after the North. The Cowboys winning the NRL Grand Final. How are the Cairns Taipans going to shape up? Are they going to start firing from the North again?
Yeah, look, I mean, Cairns finalists from last year. I expect them to be really strong again this year. Look, they've been a really good outfit both off-court and on-court now for a number of years, and I'd expect to see a pretty strong showing from them again this year. And certainly if their form at the Blitz was anything to go by, then they're one to watch out for. They had a fantastic win in overtime against the New Zealand Breakers. So, as I said, any win over the Breakers is an achievement. To do it in overtime was a pretty thrilling game, I can tell you.
What about the Crocodiles up there, Townsville? They both get good support?
Sorry? They
both get good support? I mean, you know, two teams in North Queensland?
Yeah, no, look, they'll be strongly supported by the Townsville locals, I'm sure. And as you know, we held the Blitz tournament, the pre-season competition in Townsville. I think people are pretty excited to get behind the Crocs again there. Brian Conklin, Mitch Norton, you know, they've got a pretty talented lineup there. And Jordair Jett, their new import. I think people will get on board pretty quickly. And I think, as you say, they've got a bit of a head of steam up now with the Cowboys win over the weekend, which was fantastic. We spoke to everyone, I think, in Townsville while we were up there a couple of weeks ago, and there's quite a bit of enthusiasm. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Townsville Crocs run out in round one onto their new floor at the Swamp. And returning to the Swamp, their rightful home stadium, is an exciting thing for all of us.
Now, Jeremy, you mentioned the coverage on Foxtel. Channel 9 apparently get a look after you as well.
Absolutely. So you'll be able to watch NBL basketball at 3 p.m. on the Nine Network, which 3 p.m. on Sunday rather on the Nine Network, which we're all very excited about. Returning to a good time of day on free-to-air TV, just the way it should be.
Fantastic.
And also, will the WNBL getting ready to kick off as well?
Yeah, WNBL shaping up to be a good season as well. There's great new talent arrived in Australia recently for the girls, and I'm very excited to tune into the WNBL. Also, waiting to see what the TV arrangements are there, but I'll be getting along to the games as well.
Right, so, mate, I'm going to busily get out to the App Store and download the NBL app to see what's happening in round one. So a full coverage, free of charge, for round one in the
Absolutely.
On the app.
Absolutely, and we encourage everyone to get on board, take a look, kick the tyres, and I'm sure those of you who aren't Fox members will either be signing up to Fox once you see the quality of the coverage, or you'll be subscribing to the app. One way or the other, I'm sure you'll be very impressed by the quality of the stream, the quality of the broadcast, and most importantly, the quality of the competition this year is just unparalleled.
Well, we wish you all the best. Hopefully we can keep in touch throughout the season, Jeremy.
I look forward to it. Look forward to it. Thanks very much for your support.
Great. Thanks a lot, Jeremy Lowlish, there, who's the general manager of the NBL. All getting underway tonight. That sounds fantastic. Yeah,
big news. Yeah. I suppose it's getting into the digital age, Sean, with sports now, and they're looking to get as much coverage as they can. They may not get the full exposure of free-to-air television, but you can do everything on your phone nowadays, can't you?
Frightening. Absolutely incredible. Yeah. Now,
it'd be good if I could work out how to use it.
Well, that's right, particularly this morning. At 29 past 10, any markets to wrap up for us there?
We're just looking at the Saturday races there. I thought the boys might have had the spring champion up, but they haven't. They've just taken all the scratchings out, but Vanbrugh will be a short price favourite in the spring champion. Of course, the Caulfield meeting is out. We had the 1,000 guineas and the Caulfield guineas markets up yesterday. In the 1,000 guineas, Stay With Me, the $4.20 favourite there, over Pasadena Girl at $4.40. Batawea and Miss Gunpowder both at 6 $6. Jamaica's at $11. Sagarone, Super Cash, both at $14. Whilst in the Caulfield Guineas, Press Statement for Chris Waller, the $2.30 favourite over Ready for Victory. Bossy to ride there at $7.50. Dalcello at $9. Tarzino at $10. Bassett, Sovereign Nation and Tulsa all $13. So racing will be at Royal Randwick in Sydney, another two-year-old race on Saturday. And those fields all out. So from, I'd say now, the boys will be busily getting them the form out, getting their thoughts on what is going to be another good day's racing. And I tell you what, if it's as exciting as it was last week at Randwick, and I hope that those people that had the opportunity to go to Randwick last Saturday turn up again for racing this week. The first race is at 10 past one. That's a two-year-old race with 11 runners. We've got some good quality fields there, and let's hope we get some new people to come to the races and come regularly, not just once or twice a year.
Yep. Good on you, Munns. Enjoy the day. We'll talk to you soon.
I might even hang around, Sean. Right, see if we've got to get some other people there. We've got a race coming up anyway.
We have in a moment. We'll check the traffic first, though. 10:30 Sky Sports Radio. Silvio, what's happening?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Seven Hills, Old Windsor Road there at Powers Road. We've got a sheet metal on the road, westbound direction. Over at Beverly Park, Rocky Point Road near Production Avenue, there's a two-car accident. Northbound is affected, lane one. A low-hanging tree branch over at Macquarie Park, Epping Road, just past Herring. That's lane one, eastbound direction there. Now, cyclists, ride for someone with MS. Challenge yourself in the MS Sydney to the Gong Ride, Sunday, November 1. Places limited. Register now, msgongride.org.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
New South Wales country racing continues to exhilarate this spring. On Sunday, we're off to the Western Districts of New South Wales for the $40,000 Coonamble Cup. And on Monday, it's Lily Dilly Cup Day at Leeton. And don't forget, Musselbrook's Carnival of Cups continues on Friday, October 20, with the South Musselbrook Cup. The best in country racing every day on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Caribbean Blaster, a multiple Group 1 winning son of the great sire Better's Delight. A perfect horse with impeccable conformation, speed and stamina. Progeny eligible for the Harness Racing New South Wales Colonial Stallion Rebate of $500. Caribbean Blaster, standing at Burrabee Stud in New South Wales. The go-ahead state in breeding and racing. For more details, visit Burrabee.